Back on the WRMJ Sports Line. Good to visit with Scott Carlson, a very successful boys basketball coach at Brimfield. They won the 2015 Class A State Championship, and he wrote a book about that season. And I assume maybe that kind of serves as some therapy here in 2020 as we wait for games to resume. But a little bit about your motivation for the book, Coach, The Road to Peoria, A Coach's Journey.
Yeah, it was, I started writing it in April, this past April, and it was basically due to boredom. You know, everybody's pretty much shut into their house and not a whole lot to do, and we were remote at the time with school. So I actually was joking with my brothers about, oh, I should write a book, and they both got on me, but yeah, I probably should. So I started typing out and had fun with it and didn't really expect to necessarily make it into a book, but I figured something my kids could read someday. And 3 weeks later, I decided, you know, I think I will try to make this into a book and start looking into what it took to do that. And you know, it took me 3 weeks to write and about 3 months to actually get it to where it was something I could actually publish. But it was a lot of fun. It, you know, like you said, it was therapy. Missing the experience of school and summer league and so forth, I was able to reminisce about the past, and it was a lot of fun to write.
Well, and I was looking back at that year, and you win the state title. I think you beat Ridgeview in the semifinals and then beat Meridian from Mounds in the state title game, 56-52. But I was looking at your regular season, and it was interesting. I saw you lost back-to-back games, I think, in the middle part of January. You lost to Elmwood and then Delavan. And I think you played like Elmwood, it seemed like 17 times on your schedule that year. But I know you had played them two times previously to the loss, and you beat them. And then I think you had to beat them then in the postseason at the regional. So I know you were able to avenge that loss in the regular season, and then that other loss to Delavan, you were able to avenge that loss later in the year. So what were some of the big recollections for you during that, you know, 2014-2015 campaign? Because I know, you know, when you talk to a lot of coaches, they don't necessarily know that they're going to win a state title, but they know when they walk into the gym, maybe that year or that summer leading up to that year, you just kind of know that the elements are in place, the vibe is in place, the pieces are in place where you think, I really think we got a chance maybe to do something special. Did you kind of feel that going into 2014-2015?
Yeah, 2014 we won a regional, and then we lost to Weathersfield in the sectional at home, which was upsetting. We knew we had a lot of good pieces coming back. Obviously, Carson Cuevas, our all-stater, had a 6'8 center, 300-pound Brad Novak coming back. Nate Wallace coming. I mean, we had a lot of pieces coming back. But at the same time, you know, you mentioned our two losses in a row. That was during the ICAC tournament. We lost on a Friday night, turned around, lost on a Saturday afternoon. We had no enthusiasm about it for some reason. We turned around and won in overtime against the Illini Bluffs on Monday. That was supposed to be the championship game. Turned out being a game that really meant nothing as far as the tournament. The very next night I went to Canton, and I'm saying all this because I went to Canton to scout Peoria Christian, and they were the big team in our way. We knew they were in our regional. They were ranked number two in the state. I watched for three quarters. As I was leaving the Canton gymnasium, I was texting my assistant coach and told him, we cannot beat this team. We have no chance. But again, we just lost two games and barely won a third game, and I didn't have real high expectations at that point. But now in my book, I write about, I'm really not sure what happened, but, I guess the guys were just upset at how they performed, and they just really went at it. And we just started clicking and started winning by large margins game after game. And so they were believing, and I started believing. And when we went into that regional, you know, like you said, we had some of those same teams that had beaten us. Five of the teams in the regional had 20 wins or more. Elmwood being one of them, Delvin being one of them, and you know, we had beat Elmwood again, and that was the fourth time we'd met, beat them three times, and that led us to the Peoria Christian game where we played the game of our life and got that victory, leading us on to the Lewiston sectional. So I'm not sure what happened, other than I think they were disgusted with how they played against Delavan and Elmwood, and they buckled down and they got at it. And our practices were amazing in January, February, leading into the postseason, and our games were spectacular. And I actually found out a year later that our bench was a lot stronger than I thought, because that team went on to a super sectional as well, and I didn't really see that happening. So I think just the strength of our team helped us get better. Our competition in our own gym against each other was something that really helped us excel as a team. And thankfully on game night, we put things together and were able to make an amazing march all the way to the state championship.
You just said something that I've heard so many coaches say that have had those successful runs, is whether it's on the practice field in football or whether it's in that gym, about getting better and the kids in that gym making each other better.
Right.
And that's the key. Is, you know, if you have those battles and those wars in practice, and where you see those kids that aren't the frontline players getting better because of them going up against, you know, the top level kids in the program at that time.
Yeah.
And then the segue into the next season.
Exactly.
You know, those are the special kids that you don't realize that, what do they call it, paying their dues. But
right.
they realize that, you know, paying their dues means they get a play next year, you know, in front of the packed gyms and get the glory there. And a lot of people don't realize, well, they should have really got the glory from the year before, when you know, they made our frontline guys from that 2015 season really work at practice, so they got better. You know,
right.
I mean, and that we don't realize that all the time. And I know as coaches, you know, whatever the sport is, that's when you know you have those successful years, when everybody truly buys in and says, "Hey, we're gonna go mano a mano at practice here, and that's how we're gonna get better." And those programs and those teams and those years that truly embrace that, that's why you're playing where you're playing at, right?
Well, you know, like you said, you don't really notice it or detect it at the time. I would have had no idea that my second squad in 2015 was going to be a super sectional team in 2016. In fact, my eighth man in 2015, Phelan Kelly, actually became first team all state, AP first team all state, the next year as a senior.
Amazing.
He was helping 2015, but at the same time, he was helping himself get better, because he was pushing Carson Cuevas as he was getting better for the next year. And it just seeing the way that worked out, it was awesome to be in the gym with those guys. Like you mentioned, they all bought in. My ninth guy, my 10th guy, my 12th guy, they were all happy with being on the team. I had zero complaints. These guys battled hard. They knew their value in practice. They, you know, when it was game time, they were cheerleaders on the bench. We got pictures of that taking place. It was just a year and another year, and actually the year leading up to that, and years leading up to that, that just led to what happened in 2015, 2016, and I was just so blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the other thing I was looking at, your run in 2015 in the postseason, you know, we were celebrating here. We play on our radio station here in Alito, we play, you know, with no games being played this fall, we do what we're, you know, we get the archive out and play classic games. And so the 2012 season for Mercer County in football, they won the state title. And that's special in itself. But, you know, that year in 2012, Mercer County had to beat two private schools in their route to winning a state title. They beat Rockford Lutheran, and James Pickles Robinson was a freshman that year. He's playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars now, went on to Illinois State, and then they beat Belleville Altoff in the state title game, who was some way 2A in football that year. But and I know the sensitive debate between public-private as it resonates in a rural school district in downstate Illinois. You know, and so, you know, you if you get to state and win state, it's special no matter what you who you beat. But then, you know, to along the tournament trail, you also beat a couple of private schools too. So that had to be in this, you know, that had to play a little bit into the storyline too, because you beat Springfield Lutheran and Peoria Christian. So, you know, what about that, too? You know, so, you know, the small little school, Brimfield, you know, 222 kids, you can only get them from this distinct geographic area where you got to play a, you know, private school in Springfield where they can get kids from wherever.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, Peoria Christian, well, if they wanted to get kids from Brimfield, they could get kids from Brimfield. You know what I mean? So, you know, that added to your story, too, a little bit, didn't it? You know,
Right. Playing
a couple private schools?
Yeah, and here in the Brimfield area, Peoria County area, every year I check, is Peoria Christian 1A or 2A this year? you know, knocking them off, they were number 2 in the state, and then knocking off Springfield Lutheran, they were number 3 in the state, was very special. In fact, I went and scouted Springfield Lutheran on Valentine's Day night. Was not real popular probably at home, but being able to see them was a benefit. After we won our first round against Abingdon at the sectional, then we as a team went and watched Springfield Lutheran again, and I think every one of the guys were confident that it didn't matter where they were from, you know, big old Springfield, and we just knocked off Peoria team, we could knock off Springfield team, and we actually just destroyed them that night. And yeah, like you said, that was fun. Only time we ever played them, and it was a great joy winning that sectional championship that night. And then moving on to state, which was everything after that was adding to things, because I'd always dreamed about going to state. I had never in my life imagined I'd actually be a part of a team that won state. So getting there and actually completing the task by winning on Friday and then Saturday was just way over my expectations and just a great thrill. And that's what made writing the book even more enjoyable, obviously, is the fact that we came out on top.
Yeah, got a book to document the trip. You know, as we wind down our conversation with Scott Carlson, again, head coach at Brimfield, entering his 24th season, do you like the move? I mean, you're a kid that graduated, I see, in 1979. So when you were growing up, you know, I'm a kid that graduated in 85, so it'll always be the assembly hall to me. They can call what they want to now.
Oh, yeah.
Assembly hall to me. Are you glad the venue's back in Champaign for state basketball? Do you think that is one of the cures for the sport in terms of getting, you know, it's funny, to get more fans there, but who knows when fans can resume from the pandemic. But do you like the move back there?
It's okay. I'm kind of indifferent toward it. I guess since we had our magic and fun in Peoria, I have a special place in my heart for Peoria, and I actually live in Peoria as well. But, you know, Champaign, like you said, that is the historical site. I went there for years as a kid watching the games, and that will be exciting for teams that get there to get to run out on that court, that big arena. I'm sure that's going to be a thrill for teams. And so it's probably a good move for our state. Hopefully, like you said, we do get that fanfare up more and more. But we'll see what happens.
You know, everybody always talks about 4-class versus 2-class. Does it matter to you? Do you like the 4-class system, or do you ever wonder and say, boy, at that 2015 team, if there was a 2-class system, I would have liked to match up against this team or that team? Do you have a preference one way or the other, or does it matter?
Well, since we went to 4-class system, we are year in, year out, have a better chance, obviously, and had more success. So I like the move for that perspective. In 2016, when we did not go to state, we were at Northern Illinois University. The game that followed us was a 2A championship, and as I was walking off the court, having lost to Chicago Leo, I'm watching the two 2A schools and thinking, we could beat those two schools and made it to state. But yeah, it all depends on the year as to who you're going to draw. I think the 1A and 2A, obviously there's going to be some difference, but some years, like, you know, when Williamsfield went in, I think, 97, as a real small school, now they had to knock off Rock Island Allman. That was, I'm sure, their great joy. Well, you know, they didn't win state, but beating Allman and getting to state was a great, great accomplishment for a school that size. But the year in, year out aspect, I kind of like that because the guys know that they have a chance in the four class system just about every year to make some noise, win a regional, maybe advance from that point. So, as far as that's concerned, I do like the four class system. Probably as a spectator, the two class system is a little more enjoyable to watch, but as a coach, I like it. It's split up at this point.
Yeah, I called that game in 1997 between Williamsfield and Allman at Rocky Field.
Yeah, I was there. I was watching that game.
Every person in Williamsfield was there.
Absolutely.
That day, for sure. All right, Scott Carlson, and if you love small schools and small school sports, worth your read, The Road to Peoria, A Coach's Journey. I know it served as therapy for you. Can people still get the book if they wanted? I saw on your Facebook page, I'm friends with Coach Carlson on his Facebook, you printed so many and those sold out, and you've done another printing. So
I do, yeah. I actually had 250 made, sold those out pretty quick, had another 40 made, sold those out, and I'm getting another batch made. I should get them by next week, and I am selling them. I have a Venmo number and a PayPal that I can be reached through. The Venmo is Scott Carlson 107, and the PayPal is slcarlson at y, as in the letter y, mail.com. But, yeah, they're still going, and I kind of semi-jokingly on Facebook said it'd be a great Christmas gift. Trying to be a salesman now, but I think it's an interesting read, and obviously I would, since it's really about me. It's more than just a basketball book, though. It's a lot of basketball, but it also, you know, it tells my life at Alwood and college and my steps before I got to Brimfield, which had always been my dream. Believe it or not, and that is true, when I saw Brimfield in 1979, I started dreaming about getting to the school eventually and teaching and coaching, and it just worked out great. And so the book's kind of a fairy tale story as well. But also at the end, I've got a bunch of coaching drills and philosophy, which might interest some coaches. But, yeah, it was fun, and I do have a few more left, and be happy to sell.
All right, awesome. And again, you can just search Scott Carlson, too, on Facebook and look for Brimfield, the basketball coach, or you can get a hold of me at WRMJ, and we can get the information passed along to him. I love small school stories, and 2015 was a great year for the Indians of Brimfield High School, state champs in 1A basketball. Coach, we appreciate the extended time today talking about a lot of different things, and I'll tell you, like I tell all the kids and coaches around here, I hope in the new year, some way, somehow, kids are in the gym playing games and coaches are in the gym coaching games. So happy new year to you, and I hope 2021 we can get some games in. Thanks for
that's right. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Scott Carlson, 1979, a graduate of Alwood High School, longtime head coach of Brimfield. His book, The Road to Peoria, A Coach's Journey. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.